This is the International Language of Witchcraft. Major, major, major. Singers can be bitches, and a song can be a bitch. Musicians, bitches who drink a lot. Drug dealers, bitches because they can't be. Clock makers, bitches who are running out of time. Librarians, bitches with books. Tailors, bitches that alter clothing. Models, bitches over 5'11". Who do not eat. Web designers, bitches who never leave their room. Don't have real girlfriends or boyfriends. They be cyber bitches. They be virtual bitches. Senate and the Congress. So that's bitches to the power of two. Clowns can be bitchy and they also can be scary. Pilots, bitches. Bankers, mega, mega, mega bitches. Bitches. Record companies don't even get me started. This is Rego. North, east, south, west. Bitches be all over the place. Everywhere. 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 Tinker, tailor, soldier, spy. Bitches who work for the FBI. CIA. Galleries, curated by bitches. Drug dealers, painters, bitches with fragile egos. What do you call a guy who drives a cab? You call him a cab driver. Bitches with habits. Bitches with mirrors. Bitches with big mouths. Bitches with nose jobs. Bitches who like playing with rocks. Bitches.
Thank you. Thank you. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Give beauty a chance for a change instead of these other things, you know. The world has tried everything. Everybody's been free, really, to do things and be supported by the public, like pornography and all these things supported by the public. And the public has no right to complain if they have a bad world, because they need to support something decent, something harmonious, and something beautiful. And they'll get, in return, from the cosmos, they will get it. I mean, it might come from God, it might come from the devil, it might come from anywhere, but I'm sure all the superior beings would appreciate it greatly if humanity would turn around and do something beautiful.
Thursdays from 9 a.m. until noon on WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
You're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. This is The Answer Isn't the Beat. I'm Paul, Real 6, here every Saturday, 2 to 6 a.m. Here now from Shike in China, the side B of a self-titled album on the VIS label. We just heard Saliva with two S's. The track was Bearable. Before that, Florian Kupfer with the track 03 Cut. Before that, The Empire Line with Fragrance Arpege, Virginia Wing with Permaboss, Prosternature with Hydrogyrum, Little Annie with Bitching Song, Tiger Hatchery with Sonic Bloom, Sun Ra and his Outer Space Orchestra with The Bridge off of the new triple CD singles, Definitive 45's collection, Mike Timbero with The Chameleon and the Crow from a tribute to Robbie Basho called Basket Full of Dragons, Sankt Otten and N with Auf Dry Lassen, We Are Los. Jib Kidder with 7 from a self-titled CDR from 2004 on Weird Twins Records. And Word Clock with It's Late. You can go to WCBN.org and click on Playlist for detailed information about all of that. It is now time for concert information. Today is Saturday, December 10th. Much is going on. I'm gonna skip to next week. Thursday the 15th at L Club, there's a show. Let me see who's playing. Alright, so it's Ellie Berger, Radio Brevold, and M Gun. That is Thursday, December 15th at L Club. December 16th, Cool Keith is at the Blind Pig. December 17th, Rebel Kind is doing a record release show at the Lo and Behold Records and Books. What else? December 22nd, just announce Bundy Jams at Trixie's Bar with a Bubblegum Octopus from New Jersey coming out for that. And, I think that's all I'm going to read for now. Concert info is brought to you by the locally owned Ann Arbor Observer, providing news online and in print. Concert info can be heard daily in the morning at 2:35, 38, 30, and 11:30, and also at 2:30 p.m., 5:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., and 11:30 p.m. here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. All right, keep listening. I'm Heedle 6. The answer is in the beat. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Since biblical times, man has witnessed and recorded strange manifestations in the sky and speculated on the possibilities of visitors from another world. Today, from the skies of California, the fields of Kansas, the rice paddies of the Orient, the air lanes of the world, come persistent reports of UFOs, unidentified flying objects, which we have come to know as flying saucers. In Dayton, Ohio, the Air Intelligence Command gathers and sifts data from all quarters of the globe. 97% of the objects prove on investigation to be of natural origin, but 3% still are listed as unknown. The Air Force is aware of the widely held belief that some of these could be flying saucers from another planet. While there is nothing conclusive in the evidence, the probing and digesting of information about UFOs continues unceasingly. As a result, headquarters of the Hemispheric Defense Command in Colorado Springs issued an order. All military installations are to fire on